dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. You need to tune in. Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. You must tune in on your radio. Or you could even visit dustspot.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Sandy J is on.
Shedding light on the stars of tomorrow.
You need work in your career.
Sandy J hold the title. And I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune, might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. Keep us tuned in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Sandy J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up, what's up? Ooh, been a man, miss y'all a whole week gone, not having you, but we back. It is Life of the Dust Live, your boy Seti J, your girl Taryn Brown, checking in just a moment. But man, we doing what we do every beginning of the week. We bring you what we call Hot After Dust Monday. That's where we debut new music, hot new music. Sometimes we have some hot interviews. We also, you know, talk about some hot mess and some hot news. So mix all day into one show, jam-packed in 1 hour. The craziest takes on so many things that you really can't get everywhere else. So definitely check in here. We also do a show on every Wednesday we call Hump Day After Dust Wednesday. Be sure to check in. This is our new time slot. We will be doing this time slot from now on. That's, let me run down the list of time zones for people. So as 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when we do the show, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is where I'm at, is Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. for the Mountain people, and then for Pacific Standard, it is 5 p.m. I know you guys are just jumping in traffic, but that's what the archives are for, which you can listen to all the shows over at iTunes. All you got to do is type in Dust by Radio Network. It'll pull up our channel on there. I like listening to all the shows there. It's on the TuneIn Radio app. It's on the Stitcher app. It's on the iHop and, of course, on dustspot.com. All right. So, man, we got quite a bit of new music to drop today as well. Some of the music we got Anonymous Culture, Baby, will be dropping that. Old Boy Prince featuring Smoke Dean as main, and we got D Dirt aka Lil Rock Obama featuring ESG, So Damn Thrilled, and then you got D Boy the Banger as Whipping Them Yams. So, them the tracks we got for today. Also, part of today's show, since this is the Back to School 2015 edition of the show, we are going to be doing a little list of do's and don'ts you don't do going into the school year. So something you guys know how we do. We're serious, and then we also give you some crazy ones. So definitely get your notepad out. You know, don't use all your school supplies. You know, you got a notepad hanging around the house somewhere. Get that together, and we're going to give you some notes because, yeah, we're going to get you started. Got some homework for you already today. So get ready for that. Man. I will say, start this off. I didn't get a chance to. We had some technical difficulties all last week. Thank God we're back. The Verdico music of DJ Music Mixer was definitely a pleasure having. And I want to go ahead and play this quick drop to kind of just let you know a taste of what the premise of the mixer was in the first place. So here we go.
What's up, man? Big Daddy the DJ. You're checking in right now live at the Vertical Global Music and DJ Mixer in Arlington, Texas. Yours truly, Big Daddy's DJ, man. I put this on twice a year for all the DJs to come and we network, man, and show a lot of love and, you know what I'm saying, try to keep everything moving within our beautiful culture, this music, man. If you don't know about Vertical, we service DJs all around the world. But I'm blessed to be right here in the Metroplex of Dallas, where we got so many beautiful DJs, and we reach out to Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas. They come from all over just to rock out with us. So you live in the mix with Big Daddy, the DJ at the Vertical Mixer. Holla at my man, Seti J, Life After Dust. That's how we do it, man. So we're going to be here all night. Just check in with us. We're going to let you know we got a bunch of artists coming through. We're going to be doing some interviews. And if you need anything, make sure you check out vertical.com. That's V-I-R-D-I-K-O, Virtual Distribution Company. Holla at your boy.
All right, appreciate
that work?
It. That's going to work for me.
I think I did that before.
All right, so big ups to the boss man for over there, our Vertigo, man. I definitely appreciate that, man, for checking it. And leaving that nice little drop, you showing love to Life of the Dust Live. You tell you guys, you never know who's paying attention. They're definitely going to show some love. And just great, man. He says it's been... You know, he's one of those people that's been watching the show, and that's why we keep going hard, because in the day, people, and this is wherever career you do, always go hard. Stop being so sucked into this, you know, how can I put it? To the social media world where you allow it to, because you don't get as many likes or comments as, you know, people are trying to tell you need, per se. Don't allow that to dictate how you move. If you do that, you're gonna set yourself back. So definitely don't do that, man. Like, I can't stress that enough, because I watch so many people get distraught because of that, and they allow that control how they move. So really, at the end of the day, go hard at your job. Make sure the quality of your work goes hard. And then stop just relying on social media numbers. Get out there into your area and get out in the streets and move around and promote yourself. And even that's not going to magically make things just pop for you. You just got to continue to be persistent and consistent. And trust me, things will start to go up. They will start to go up the more you do that. And it will take time. Like, don't think this is going to be happening overnight, because when you do that, it is going to be crazy. I mean, even at the stage I'm at now, starting to just rise up. Even I still got woes that I deal with every now and then. And that's what it's about. You're going to have to deal with that. And that the industry does that naturally to kind of weed out the people who are serious about this and who can really withstand it. Because if you can withstand out of storms, you're gonna come on up top, and you're gonna land on cloud nine. You're gonna make it all the way to cloud nine. So I cannot stress that enough. Be consistent and persistent. It will pay off in the end. So that being said, other things we got on today's plate. We will be talking a little bit about the Chris Carter topic, and speaking on social media about people just, oh my God. This just take stuff, run with it. I'm going to take that. I'm going to compile that with our boy Donald Trump, and we're going to show you how the correlation of that, and how social media really just picking their battles, and then these people, and then how it's affecting real life. So we will be going in on that today. Of course, again, we'll be doing the do's and don'ts of going forward into the school year. This is a new school year. It's a chance for you to start anew. And that's what we're going to do, man. And some people, it's their final chapter, rather, it's their final chapter elementary, final chapter of middle school, final chapter of high school, final chapter of college. So all those different phases, this is about encouraging you guys, hang in there. And yeah, man, just go hard, man. And if anything, the advice I can give you is don't be too much of a knucklehead. That's gonna be some early advice before I even get to the do's and don'ts later. So that being said, we will be going to our quick music break, and after that, we'll chop it up some more here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Seti J. Our first track of the day is gonna be but my boy Anonymous Culture. This is Baby right here on Life of the Dust Live, again with your boy Seti J and Terran Brown. Hide the Dust Button. Let's get it.
couldn't be more beautiful, God bless you. Sorry to pressure, but I had to get next to you. Gorgeous, better view for my mental portrait. Just in case you say no, I got a boyfriend. Cause I ain't trying to be your side man. I'm trying to take you down the aisle and make you smile. Let you call me my man. And you my only girl. I can show the world how you ride or die for me. But wait, moving too fast, let me slow down. All of this before I even got your name, huh? Nice to meet you, I'm Twan. Don't worry about where I'm from. Only focus on where we're going. To the moon if you're going. Tomorrow's if you hold me down. The whole universe will travel around. With no limits if you tell me yes. All you gotta do is accept the offer I present.
Can you be my baby?
Can you be my baby?
Will you be my girl?
Why can you be my baby? She drive me crazy, but no matter what, she's still my baby. She's still my baby.
My baby, baby.
See you playing. Really don't believe I'm trying to be your man. Like I'm trying to treat wrong, you be wrong. I'm saying that ain't part of the plan. I can start by saying lately I've been working on myself, trying to be a better being. We can start as friends with no intermeans. I can wait for all that. Cause once you get these, she'll never fall back. And it's cool though. Teach you how we can live with no rules. Roam the earth like royalty, produce thrones. Wait, let me stop it again. Paid a lot for this Apple iPhone, but it's nothing without your digits. So can you enter? And I hate wasting money. Rather blow it on you for something lovely. Come on, tell me something. Stop book cover judging. Bite the hook and get this good loving. So be
can you be my
baby?
Can you be my baby? Will you be my girl?
Why can't you be my baby? She drive me crazy, but no matter what, she's still my baby. She's still my baby.
My baby.
That's why I call her my baby. She drive me crazy, but no matter what, she's still my baby. She's still my baby. My baby, baby,
she my baby.
For start, time running short, so take no offense. If I act, you pray, and I'm shocked. Coming for your heart, not your draws. See, mommy, I'm smart. Once I get your heart, then I get it all. Pause. I know what you're thinking. I don't wanna use it, abuse it. I just wanna move you from the single column, from the losers. Give you an art set and let you architect all of the blueprints.
Can you be my baby? Will you be my girl?
It's Jono, your favorite black guy, and right now I'm rocking with Sadie J and Taren Brown on Life After Dusk Live.
Yeah, we back right here on Life After Dusk Live. Your boy Sadie J and your girl Taren Brown.
What's up?
Oh man, you know, it's back to school for a little bit of everybody, college, off grade,
yes.
School, whatever. People. That's like in cosmetology school too. All them people, shout out to y'all too. In trade school, we need you guys. We need all of you.
No, that's right.
So, my God, yeah. So Taren, see Taren, this is what we do. A lot of times here in the show, now and then we do let you guys behind the curtain and find out behind the scenes that goes on. So, last week, yeah, Taren was probably trying to call in. He was like, "What the heck." It was so much technical difficulties last week. It was driving me nuts. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And my head was just about to explode. Because first of all, the first trail of them happened while we were at the mixer. Like I'm at a live remote, and this happens at a live remote. Not a good look. Oh my God, I was so pissed. And then on Wednesday, I was trying to, you know, kind of do a recap, at least as I could do my live remote, do a recap of just what happened all at the event or whatnot, and then more technical difficulties. So,
yeah,
we pushed through it. Thank God the creator's great because he made sure that we are running smoothly today. I appreciate you. Love you. I love you.
Right. Thank God we're back on.
Yes, and we're earlier. I know some people, man, yeah. This is right before you tuck your kids in for bed or whatnot. Hey, you know, and then if you like some people, you know, like to go ahead and get the comedy in the prime time viewing, listening in early, and then, you know, tuck it in early. So we got you guys covered, even in the East Coast, because now it's on at 8 p.m. Eastern. So yeah, I mean, we got everybody covered now. That's how we, except for my California people, everyone on the West Coast, deep West Coast. I know it's kind of sucks with y'all a little bit because y'all just jumping in the traffic. But hey, that's when you got a car radio, hook that phone, click, you can listen to us. So there you go.
Yep.
So like, how was your week last week? You know, again, since we weren't here last week.
My week was crazy. Well, it was mellow because it's getting everything ready for school because I'm one of those late people. Shout out to the late people. Other than that, I had a crazy weekend. Unfortunately, I do want to send prayers out to the gentleman that got into a fight at Greektown Casino in the D. That was crazy. Like, crazy.
Oh, Lord, what happened?
It was like eight people on eight, and poor baby got slept. Like, he got hit into the, like, slot machine that I was at. Sign got knocked over on top of me. Boy put him to sleep, so he was bleeding out his ears and his nose and his mouth. Like, it was bad. It was real bad. Like, my shirt got ripped, had blood all over. It was bad, but I think he's good. Like I said, I send prayers out to him. But I had a crazy weekend, but I wouldn't say that it was productive. I would say that. But my week last week was crazy. I really needed to get on here and vent last week, but it's all good. How was your week?
But here's my question. So I got a question for you, because when he hit the guy in the machine, did you hit the jackpot?
I did not hit the jackpot, which I was pissed because my friends grabbed my arm so he would not fall on top of me because the sign already fell on me. But I didn't hit the jackpot. I was pissed. I was like, y'all lucky I wasn't at them tables playing blackjack because it would have been a whole nother story. I would have been up right now. I'm not going to say how, but I would have been up right now.
I'm just thinking this. If he hit the dude in the machine hard enough, maybe I'll, you know, rig the machine to, like, give you a jackpot. You could have been, like, winning. That's what I'm thinking.
My thing is, the dude that hit the guy, he was inconsiderate. Because my thing is, if you're going to hit the nigga, you should have hit the machine and just cracked it open a little bit. We could have got in there. Everybody could have ate. I could have gave the boy some money on the floor when he woke up. And we could all have been good. But I feel like he was very inconsiderate.
Right,
but it's okay.
People. I know how I feel about that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey. In real life.
We just don't. We really don't. My week, of course, you know, like I said, I was dealing with the behind the scenes crap that happens with the show. Oh my God. I was driven nuts. But other than that, man, it's a pretty decent week. I'm really just trying to think, man. It was just kind of like one of those weeks where it was good, but it just wasn't like over the top. And good, this is like, I will say this. It was my first time. I got to go to Cheesecake Factory for the first time this weekend. That was like, I've been to Cheesecake Factory, but not sat down. Uh-huh. Like, I always go there and get my cheesecake and get the heck out. I don't sit there at the table because I was a long way.
Well, and I have a wild card question, Steady. Steady, I have a wild card question.
Okay, go ahead, throw the wild card question at me.
All right. So, how's your personal / love life going?
Here we go.
Don't. Put your money where your mouth is.
Because she did, you saw how she just tried to do me, right? My life is going pretty good. I will say that. I will give you guys that much. It's on the right track. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Everything. The train station is slowly getting to. Is slowly making its way. So I leave at that. It's on the right. It's on the right route.
Ladies, I tried.
Wow. You see, I know Greg is laughing at you right now. Greg, I said the same thing. Like, wow, she hit me hard. She hit me with the damn. All right, so you want to do that. How was your love life going?
My love life?
Yes. You know, see, unlike you said personal life, I'm just going to be directing straight to the point. How was your love life going?
I don't have a love life.
You don't have a love life?
No.
That sounds so ambiguous.
Like, I call myself dating. I did call myself, like, trying to date, but, you know, some guys out here, they too simple-minded. They can't really mess with the kids. So I kind of just left it where it's at. I'm focused on my money right now. Me and Benjamin actually are thinking about getting married.
Wait, Benjamin?
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Yeah, we actually got a thing going, and he never lies to me.
Give us some more crickets. I usually gotta give cricket awards to people, but you up to other people, but you're really earning them today. You might get the award. Really go think about it. I'm putting you into high consideration for that.
Oh, really, come on. I mean, it's the school year. I tried it. It's been a couple years. I tried it. It ain't go right. So, you know, I'm just focused on the moolah right now in my life.
I'm not trying to hear this. So you say you're trying it. All right. So let's throw another wild card question since, you know, we're doing this interviewing people. Y'all see how this is schooling y'all in interviewing one-on-one, how you follow up for question. So as far as, you know, so for the fellas that want to know that, you know, that want to come correct, how can those fellas that want to come correct do so? Like, what are the qualities do they need to have themselves? And I don't want this here, you need to be fine, and you need to be honey, light skin, teen dark skin. I want to hear that.
God, we want you to get them
the deep, in-depth thing of how they come at you.
My thing is, number one, if you're going to step to me, you know who you step into. That's number one. I'm not saying it to be cocky. Let me clarify, because sometimes men can't tell the difference between hoes and real women. So what I'm saying is, when you approach me, know who you're talking to. Don't come up to me with your pants sagging on some "what up, baby" and all of "what up, shawty." You ain't cutting it. But if you get past like the first 30 seconds, I would say, you know, just don't lie. Be loyal and be about what you have. More actions than words. That's my thing. That's what I like. But don't lie, because I'm like a homeboy and a homegirl all in one. Like, I'm the coolest person you probably going to meet. That sounds cliche, but it's real. So just be honest with yourself and me. So that's all I'm going to give them. Other than that, they got to figure it out on their own.
Okay, that sounds.
It doesn't mean come step into me, because I'm not looking right now. I'm just gonna put that out there. Don't slide up in them DMs. I'm not looking right now.
Hey, you know what? It's when you not is when it usually it not. And even if you say all of this stuff to kind of put a precursor to kind of let people know I'm not, it usually is when it happens. So although you told me not to get in DMs, sometimes the right person says the right things. So I wouldn't necessarily stray away from that so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go into this digging deeper on that. So what's the next thing? Because that's not just it. Know who you coming to. Like, what's
be loyal. What's some other stuff? Be loyal and be trustworthy. You know what I'm saying? Be truthful with everything. Don't hide nothing. And just, you know what I'm saying? Like, communication is a big thing with me, because we know that with what business we're in, you got to be able to keep up. You know what I mean? I mean, that's everybody. Even if you're a lawyer or whatever, you get a person has to be able to keep up with you and themselves. And some people can't keep that balance. So I'd be like, you know, just communication, a leveled amount of communication, and just more actions than words, because I'm one of those people, I don't care for words. You can say whatever. But
right,
I need to
now,
see.
I hate people. And not just because you kind of threw out there not just relationships, since you did that perfect thing. I'm all about nagging about unnecessary things. So
yeah, don't check me or question me either.
Let me go ahead and say this. Let me go up with the precursor. Y'all know how I do on the show. If you want things sugar coated, you can go up to the candy store, get you a bag of M&Ms, some Skittles. Something that's the only way you're gonna get some sugar coating on this show. Other than that, don't get in your feelings and I say I'm gonna say.
There you go. Thank you.
Just
and do not look at a situation. And my thing is, don't look at a situation and take it for more than what it is. Because some of these dudes like to create their own stories out of what's really going on, and then they start to believe it themselves. So just take everything as it is, darling.
Yeah, I mean, and then I don't like people that these inbox DM, these people that get in their feelings, dude. If I, you know, and I'm going to address this, and certain people might feel some type of way, but again, it's what I do. Like, I have a thing, and this is for everyone, and I'm going to say this for the last time, because I think I'm going to continue to say it. There's a reason why my page that has my wall disabled. There's a reason why my page has it to where I have add to timeline, where you tag me in something, I have to, I'm going to have to go into there and say, okay, I approve of it or not. I'll leave it at that. So if you get mad because I told you untag me for something and you want to get my inbox and start feeling all some type of way, that's on you. I tell people that all the time. So if you get offended by that, people, it's on you. But also too, if you know what they say, if you're offended, if you come at someone feeling guilty, more than likely you're guilty of something. So I would not do that because it makes you look really guilty. All
right.
So I got that off my chest. Especially when the person that you are going to feel that I'm addressing your guilt. Just mock it. Let me not even do it. I'm not gonna do it.
I agree.
Reading too much. Just might have some baggage that person knows. Knows through personally. So I wouldn't do that. All right. That being said, y'all, we gonna go to another music break and then we'll come back. Back to school stuff. We're gonna go into back to school crap, do's and don'ts. That so here we go. Next track is by Old Boy Prince featuring Smoke Dean. This is Maine right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Ceddie J and Taryn Brown. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey, on the track.
Let's take it back one time. Well, how we used to do back in the day. Remember back then? Let's start it off like this.
Oh boy! Maine!
Mine. The beach cut from the purple. Oh,
life for me. I'm throwing up the deuce when I pass by. Letting the top down for the sunshine. Up in my head, it's about to go down. Sipping out, though, no tumble. I'm so damn though.
Yeah.
I'm so damn though. I'm so damn though.
Yeah.
I'm so damn though. I'm so damn though.
Deep dirt.
I'm so damn though. I'm so damn though. I'm so damn though.
I'm so damn though.
Swinging off the road. Trying not to spill my drain. Burnt a hole in my clothes. New wardrobe. Head to my toe. Everything exclusive, you won't find these in no stores. Fresh designer shades, I keep them on my nose. Piece of chain froze, keep me with a soul though. Open up my doors, I'm standing too close. Catch a contest from a whole lot of smoke. Whole lot of foes, showing love and taking pics. I know you see a star, go ahead, make a wish. Don't gotta take your bitch, players get toes. Haters, they be wishing they was this though. My logo is iced out. Being thought is a lifestyle. Deep dirt, Lil Rock Obama. I run shit, no White House. Shoot me or salute me. No groupies, I ride to see. All about my paper, no. I'm not talking loosely. Get hard, Bruce Lee. We keep them bottles popping. In VIP, who's he? We keep them models popping. We working, they watching. Them haters, man, they plotting. High side when I drive by. I throw the deuce, I ain't stopping now.
I'm throwing up the deuce when I pass by. Letting the top down for the sunshine. Cup in my head, it's about to go down. Seven out, though, no tumble. I'm so damn though, I'm so damn though. I'm so damn though, I'm so damn though.
What up, Dirt?
I'm so damn though, I'm so damn though. I'm so damn though.
Let me get out the dome with you, man.
I'm so damn though, I'm so damn
though. Super told, yeah. When I do my thing, boy. When the piss the rack, see the money come back like a boomerang. Southside, young nigga still swing. Pussy nigga, ain't nothing changed. SUC, yeah, you know my game. 40 count, I'ma let that bang. Bitch, I'm ballin', nigga. You know I love the ball. I just dropped 20 bricks down in hell, dog. That's the air raider. Bitch, fuck that drama. Send a pussy nigga to the trauma. It's CNG and Lil Rock Obama. That TSC, yeah, those studios. I be on the California, bitch, I'm super blow. Willie got some high tech, so we pulled a foe. Hopped in the Sprinter, live boosty, let's go, bro. Super throw, nigga, it don't stop. See, I've been ballin' since they played Megan and Lil Rock. Damn, over 20 years, I got that Bentley money. Fuck a major label, bitch, it's independent money. A nigga super throw, a nigga super throw. I might drive Kenny Red or Blue Light Road. Let the niggas know the boss is back. Me and Lil Rock Obama super throwed on the track like
this. When I pass by, let the top down for the sunshine. Cup in my head, it's about to go down. Seven out, though, no tumble. I'm so damn though, I'm so damn though. 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 I'm so damn though.
Let's go. These nigga talking about deep water banger. Like Tupac,
yeah.
Catch me in the kitchen working two pots.
Yeah.
Nigga ain't scared, I got two glocks.
Yeah.
Staying in the water trying to get it out.
Go.
Whipping them yams, whipping them, whipping them, whipping them yams.
Oh my.
Whipping them yams, whipping them, whipping them, whipping them yams.
Oh my. picture me rolling like Tupac. Catch me in the kitchen working Tupac. Nigga, I ain't scared, I got two glocks. Staying in the water trying to get it out. Whipping them yams, whipping them yams. Whipping them yams, whipping them yams. Nigga at the door want two rocks. My boy on the phone need two blocks. Work going hard, need two spots. Dope keep swinging, leave it unlocked. Put it in your mouth before you walk it out. Got zips whiff, got zips drop. Got little list brown if you want shots. Y'all niggas keep playing, I'ma air it out. Big glide on me, 30 rounds. Nigga get the triple, lay that ass down. Quick feet, ain't no work now. Drop city, second up the time. Yeah, down fool with the work. Stove where the microwave work. Yeah, got bread, I put it on your head. Got niggas on the run like Fled. Sedated, don't smoke, no stress. Nigga all the serve at the best. Old school. Still serve with the best. Strap on my neck, hanging off my chest.
Gangsta,
yeah,
nigga.
Don't say it with your chest. I aim it at your chest. I heard it with Plex in the city. I'm checking niggas playing chess. Picture me rolling like Tupac. Catch me in the kitchen working Tupac. Nigga, I ain't scared, I got two glocks. Staying in the water trying to get it out. Whipping them yams, whipping them yams. Whipping them yams, whipping them yams. Picture me rolling like Tupac. Catch me in the kitchen working Tupac. Nigga, I ain't scared, I got two glocks. Staying in the water trying to get it out. Whipping them yams, whipping them yams. Whipping them yams, whipping them yams. I'm back in the kitchen working for two pots. Five in the morning early cooking for two spots. I still run the yard, four dogs and two glocks. I give a damn if a nigga try stop. Let's go, huh?
Let's go, nigga.
You ain't gotta respect the real OGs, won't you top?
Huh.
I see you air your ass out, young niggas run your spot.
Yeah.
Walking in, paying sag, I really got knots.
Yeah.
Two zip took them to four, I'm fucking with these pots. Bad bitch handing me cash, I'm really working thoughts. Ice on everything for busting dime blocks. Nickname me Uncle Sam in the spot. Cause I'm taxing everything, got the pot. Come on. Picture me rolling like Tupac. Catch me in the kitchen working Tupac. Nigga, I ain't scared, I got two glocks. Staying in the water trying to get it out. Whipping them yams, whipping them, whipping them yams. Whipping them yams, whipping them, whipping them, whipping them yams. Picture me rolling like Tupac. Catch me in the kitchen working Tupac. Nigga, I ain't scared, I got two glocks. Staying in the water trying to get it out. Whipping them yams, whipping them, whipping them yams. Whipping them yams, whipping them, whipping them yams.
What up, Dust Spotters? You know what time it is. It's your boy, G-Money, one half of the Shine Brothers from Time to Shine Radio Show on Big Time Radio Network. You are now listening to my boy, Seti J, on the Dust Spot Radio Network. Make sure you check us out every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Time to Shine. My boy, Chuck Charles, Chevy the Model, and me, your boy, G-Money.
All right, all right. Welcome back, everyone. Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Seti J. Hey, man, that was a good music break. Triple song break, triple D, triple songs. I don't know. I didn't plan that. I was just in the random mode. So, you know what? So, yes, that's how a lot of things happen here. Rants. But just a recap of the songs we have played for today. And I'll always go show some love to the artists that we play here because they're working hard and try to make sure they continue to follow their dreams. So we all like what you can do now, what we do when we play songs, we also put them. We didn't put them on our Facebook today. I was slipping a little bit on that, but I was doing my Instagram and also doing it on my Twitter. So what you can do is if you always want to know what songs we play for that day, all you got to do is go to my Instagram, which is instagram.com/SetiJ, SetiDusk. Go there. You can see the post, all you do is look for the picture that goes with the show for today. And today it includes Anonymous Culture, Baby. It also includes Old Boy Prince featuring Smoke Dean with Maine. Includes Lil Rock Obama or D Dirt with ESG. And that song is Soul Throat. And then the last one we played was Whipping Them Yams by D Boy the Banger. And those are our tracks for today, man. Again, those are artists I got the pleasure of meeting at the Vertigo, DJ and Music Mixer. So big up to them. Taryn will be back on Wednesday. And y'all just stay tuned. But in the meantime, between time, I'm going to go ahead and Gary get to my little list because, yes, I got some heat coming at y'all as I do so well. So that being said, I'm going to put my song on, kind of lead it on. And it's not going to be on long, so don't freak out like I want to leave you. I'm not going to desert y'all. But this will let you know what the next segment is. Here we go. All right, now that I has set up what the segment we're getting ready to do is, these are do's and don'ts. Do's and don'ts lead to the school year of, you know, what you should do. First off, man, it's first day of school. One of my big do's or don'ts, this is a don't. This is a huge don't. Don't get a freaking infraction on the first day of school. If you went to class today, you got an infraction on the first day of school, especially if this is a new school for you, whether it be that you went from elementary to middle to high school to college, or if you even just transferred to different school, don't get a freaking infraction on the first day of school. You got to be the biggest idiot that you're already in the office on the first day. Like, you got to really be working hard to end up in the freaking principal's office. The only reason why you should be in the principal's office is going to say hello. Yes, it's my first day here. I want to come say hello. Hey, I ain't seen you since the summer. Oh, I'm the only reasons you should be in the principal's office on the first day of school. If you already was in it, if your bad behind kid was in the office already on the first day of school, I'm gonna go ahead and mandate that you take a belt and put a belt to that ass right now. If you're again, I need all my parents right now, put your hands over there and go find a belt, put that belt in your hand. Now I'm telling you this, put a spanking on your child's behind if they are they're already in there. Because goodness, they are on a bad start. And I know some people go like this, oh my God, you're encouraged. Seriously, you know good when you give your child whoopings. And I know that this whole thing like with Adrian Peterson has got people rattled. But we all have gotten whoopings. You know what? I'm just fine. Like, unless your parent is like trying to shoot a hope and make like you getting whooped in like Kunta Kinte, then a freaking spanking is not going to kill you. And people got to stop putting it out there like that. Stop putting parents in a bubble to get their kids spankings in the same bubble as these parents that are doing child abuse. Those are totally different things. You could always, I can't stress enough how much I mean. That's a big don't, obviously. I definitely, first day of school, do this. I mean, I always say I'm going to do it. You got to do it and be serious. You get these more high and up. You get those syllabi. And you go learn a syllabi. Multiple, you have more than one syllabus. It is a syllabi, people. So, here's go, because I'm pretty sure either some of y'all pay for a plan, your mom and dad pay for a plan, or have 2 years for the school gave you one for free, whatever. It don't matter. Had it, you got it wisely. Therefore, let me go ahead. Everything's in syllabi and put the freaking due dates in the planner. I'm telling you, if you do that, you're going to be good to go. Now, people are going to say, hey, you, oh man, will you try to tell me to write down something in the planner? I ain't going to keep up with it. That's when you take your planner and then you type it up and then, or you put it into your account on your phone or tablet or whatever, and keep up with it like that. So, there you go. thank you. I appreciate it, Greg. I appreciate that. Yeah, make sure you do work, people, because words can't stress enough how you got to definitely take those syllabi and write down in your planner. Again, write down your planner how to go about that. If you do so, you'll be on top of it, especially you transfer to your phone, because actually, the reason why you want to write it down, a lot of us don't realize, and this was in a psychology class I had in college. We actually had a psychology class where, you know, they kind of talk about how people learn and whatnot, different learning styles and everything on that sort. It was called Psych 1000. People, man, it's a simple course, but it's a very meaningful course. A lot of people, it was a requirement. You were an athlete, you had to take that class. And I'm telling you, great class, that requirement for every. I'm telling you, Psych 1000 will tell you a lot about yourself, not just for school, but for an everyday life. You realize why you can't remember some things or apply it a certain way, because if you get certain information, different people learn different ways. Yes, yeah, some people learn by reading, writing. Some learn auditory learning, like they hear it. They visual learners have to see in action, like maybe it's pictures that they go along with their scene to kind of remind them. Maybe it's a movie, some of that sort. There's the kinetic learners, those people that got to learn through doing. So a lot, that's why a lot of times with science, you do a lot of hands-on science, because that's tend to pick up, you know, how something actually, and you kind of get the grasp of understanding what you're applying in science, because learning in kinetics. So those three things, yeah, that you learn, and it gets even deeper than that. But I'm telling you, that's why you got, and that's why until you get to that point of understanding what, that's why these teachers do all these different things. You make sure that you are paying attention, listen to them talk. That's why you listen. That's why some people have to go to class. That's why it's always important to go to class, because sometimes some of you are probably out of learners about not going to class. You're cutting yourself off because you're not able to hear that person spewing the information at you. And that's why you also have your tutors, because you tend to get to hear another voice reminding you, hey, this is how you do it. You know, they play with your learning curve. You got to good too, that they figure that out really quick. All right, next thing are my do's and don'ts. Do's and don'ts. Well, this is another don't. Don't go to school with sagging. Let me repeat this again. Don't go to school with your pants sagging. Pull your dang pants up. Instill this to your children. And then go ahead and let me put an asterisk next to that. If you are a parent and you go to school and you're sagging, you are, this child is already two steps behind. Because your behind, they have your pants up. Because your child, you see your pants down, they're like, well, my grown behind dad, he ain't got his pants up, so why I gotta, as a kid, I'm just learning right for wrong. Why I got pants up? Dang pants up. Because you can't tell your kid to do something. I hate like that phrase, do as I say, not as I do. Like, that's not good enough, people. Pull them pants up. I'm not just beat down the guys, because none of them don't. Girls, go to school, dress nice, man. You could be, and I understand if you are high school and up, you're trying to get in puberty, you start liking boys more and trying to just kind of define. But man, tone it down. You're going to freaking school. Tone it down. Like, it's, and you know, it's, I mean, here's the crazy part. People might say, well, dang, like, isn't, like I said, again, because already by going, like, this is already, this, what this basically teaches you is something that you're going to learn in the work field. If you are a girl and you're going to school dressed all extra provocative, then you got to try to alleviate as much as you can any way of any type of sexual harassment coming your way. Not saying that sexual harassment is your fault, but you want to preempt that. That's why in the workplace they tell you they have a certain dress code. Women can't wear this as much as, and I feel sorry, because I know women hot as heck and some of the stuff they make y'all wear, but perverts that they act like they can't do their freaking job if they can see how good you look. Like, it is what it is. You gotta protect yourself, and I'm doing this. I want to protect y'all at most cost, man. And especially in college, a reason more so now, you would think it would be the speech is more so going to the high school people. It's more so going to the college kids, because again, back to the boys, pull your dang pants up. You go to your professor, your freaking pants down. Sometimes, you know what? It's that extra push. Sometimes could be the difference between a certain grade, and I know people don't want to hear this, and I know just like in the wake of the Chris Carter thing where everybody wants to not hear the thing about the Fall Guy thing, which I think he was saying lightheartedly, but I know how it is in the social media world. Everybody takes everything so freaking sensitive. Like, goodness, get everybody a freaking Kleenex. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is running for president, and we haven't pulled him out of the freaking presidency yet, have we? Oh, no, we haven't pulled him out of candidacy, being a candidate for presidency. Okay, making sure. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know that, people. Yes, if that's not happening, then shut the heck up. Tell me that speech is going to be so detrimental. Chris Borland, goodness, dude, like, you are like, you, what did they say back in the mafia movies and whatnot? I can't stand a rat. I can't stand a rat. You know, they can't stand a rat. Snitches get stitches. You know, all that kind of stuff. It's like, and I'm not trying to say go do violent harm to this dude. I'm just saying this. Goodness, dude, if you didn't want to play in the NFL anymore, that's on you. Go on this rampage as you want to start making everything so sensitive. Oh, I didn't want to play anymore because I didn't want to get hurt. I didn't want to play anymore because I didn't like what they said at the symposium. Like, dude, get a Kleenex. Goodness. Everybody stop being so sensitive. This is ridiculous. Sensitive about stuff that don't matter. He didn't tell you, hey, just because you didn't like it, it didn't mean, did you mean you had to follow everything he said in his advice? No. Certain stuff is for certain people. Let it go. Good. Really, man, this is like, y'all just taking stuff too freaking literal. And then my last do or don't. This is a do. And I want you to definitely take this to heed. Make sure that you make the best of every moment and connect with people, man. Because sometimes, if you get the right people, this is the time for you to learn how to build loyalty and understand how to, you know, find out who should be in your circle or not. Because sometimes you can be defined by who's in your circle, and you don't want it to be the case. But you can possibly be one of the most outstanding people on earth, because you got an effed up circle, it's putting you two steps behind. So again, those are my tips, do's and don'ts, going back to the school year. Everyone, enjoy your school years of the 2015 season. Go into it hard, and let's go. That being said, a reminder, obviously now we're on schedule. Any days that there's a show on Big Time Radio coming on next, we will let you know to go check them out next. And that will be, you know, this kind of leads into that show. This is leading the show basically now. And so what comes on right after this is Primetime Sports. Check him out. And yeah, man, it's a crazy hour of sports insiders. Some of the stuff today will be going around the entire AFC and also talking about RG3. Whose fault is it? All that and more on Primetime Sports tonight with Chris Sims. All right, people. So that being said, I'll not remind you that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life at the Dust Live with your boy Teddy J and your girl Taryn Brown. Check us out on blogtalkradio.com. Out. Peace.